சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். வி ஹவ் கம்ப்ளீட்டட் த 7th சாப்டர், ஞான விஜான யோகம். Now we are entering into the 8th chapter known as Akshara Brahma Yogam, or we can call it as Taraka Brahma Yogam, another name for 8th chapter. Akshara Brahma Yogam or Taraka Brahma Yogam. This chapter begins with the questions raised by Arjuna, because Lord Krishna used few technical terms in 7th chapter, the last two shlokas. Brahma, 29th shloka, he said, Te Brahma Tadviduhuna. Brahma, then Adhyatmam, Karma, and 30th shloka also he used some technical terms, Adhibhutam, Adhidaivam, Adhiyajnam. These are all words used by Lord Krishna. Naturally, Arjuna wants to know what it means. Why Lord Krishna used these words? What is the significance of these words? So Arjuna wants to know. Therefore, he asks in the first two shlokas, Arjuna's question. Then Lord Krishna gives answer from the third shloka. And these first six questions, terms, Lord Krishna answer very briefly. Then seventh question, he elaborates. Now how Arjuna asking, with this background, we read the first shloka, 8th chapter, repeat after me. Adha ashtamo dhyayaham. அர்ஜுன உவாச கிம் தத் ப்ரஹ்ம கிம் அத்யாத்மம் கிம் கர்ம புருஷோத்தமம் அதிபூதம் ச கிம் ப்ரோக்தம் அதிதெய்வம் கிமுச்சதேம். A prashna or question asked based on previous teaching is known as anuprashnahan, when the question is based on the previous understanding or previous subject, it is known as anuprashnah. If the question is not connected to the previous teaching, it is called as prashnah. It is a normal question. Here Arjuna's question is anuprashna because of the previous teaching of Arjuna, Krishna's. Therefore, Arjuna's anuprashna, first question is, Kim tat brahma? Kim tat brahma? Who is or what is that Brahman? 29th shloka, second line, that word is used, Brahma word used by the Lord. Te Brahma Tadvidhu, that Brahma word, here Arjuna reminding. Kim Tad Brahma, what is that Brahman, the first question. Then, Kim Adhyatmam, Kim Adhyatmam, what is Adhyatma, what do you mean by Adhyatmam, the word you have used. This also given in 29th shloka. Another word also used in 29th shloka. Kim karma? What is karma? Third question. Then, adhibhutam kim proktam? This is given in the 30th shloka of 7th chapter. Okay. Don't get confused. Just we have finished 7th chapter, the last two shlokas, those words are there. So you can look back if you have doubt. Adhibhutam kim proktam? What is said to be adhibhutam? Fourth question this is. Then the fifth question is adhidaivam kim uchyate, and what is said to be adhidaivam? This is also given in 30th shloka. So three words used in 29th shloka, three words used in 30th shloka. So this is the fifth question. He Purushottama, O Lord. He Krishna. Lord, another name Purushottama. Purushottama means the best among Purushas, beings, human beings. Then, five questions only over. Totally see seven questions. So, two more questions, they come in the second shloka we will read. Adhi yajna katham kotra. Dehesmin madhusudanam.
Dehesmin madhusudanam.
Prayana kale chakatham.
Prayana kale chakatham.
Gneyo siniyatatma bhihim. Kaha adhiyajnaha. Kaha, who is adhiyajna, or what is adhiyajna? In this there are two questions, 6a and 6b. So two questions you can see in this first line. Katham atra asmin dehe. This is the 6b question. So first line you can take it as a 6th question. There are again subdivisions in 6th question itself. Two questions are there hidden. 6a and 6b. Kaha adhiyajnaha comes under 6th question A. This word also used in 30th shloka. What is adhiyajna? Then he asks, how does this adhiyajna remain here in this body? How Arjuna knows adhiyajna remain in body? He is asking, what is adhiyajna? When he is asking what is adhiyajna, he do not know anything about adhiyajna. But he is asking, how does this adhiyajna remain in the body? And that means he might have heard from some people. That knowledge maybe he is having. We have to understand like that. So, two questions. What is adhiyajnam? How does this adhiyajnam remain in this body? Asmin dehe. Asmin dehe means in this body. You have to supply vartate. Katham atra. Atra means in this body. Asmin dehe atra. Katham adhiyajnaha vartate. Sixth B question. Sixth question B. Then seventh question. Katham gneyaha asi prayana kale. Katham gneyaha asi prayana kale. Here gneyaha means dhyeyaha. Dhyeyaha. And how are you to be remembered? Prayana kale. At the time of death. At the time of death, how are you to be remembered? This is the seventh question A. Then seventh question B. What is the significance of remembering you at the time of death? What is the significance of remembering you at Prayana Kala? Prayana Kala means journey. Prayana Kala means journey, last journey. Okay. So, Prayana Kala Smaranam. How to remember you? And what is the significance of remembering the Lord at the time of death? This is the 7th B question. Okay. Now you have got how many questions? Totally 9 questions. Totally 7 questions and 6A and 6B and 7B. Totally 9 questions. So, Swamiji puts a joke. See, Lord Krishna is going to write a exam. Our children all have completed their exams. Now Lord Krishna is entering, appearing in examination. No, because Arjuna puts so many questions, Lord Krishna has to answer. From third sloka onwards, Lord Krishna's answer. For all these questions, first six questions, he gives very brief answer, just one word answer. But the rest of the chapter fully on seventh question only. Prayana Kala Smaranam. Why Lord Krishna takes here Prayana Kala Smaranam? Lord has to be remembered at the time of death. Because the Madhyama Shatkam, from 7th chapter to 12th chapter, the topic, the sadhana is Upasana Yoga. Do you remember? I said in the first Shatkam, sadhana given by the Lord is Karma Yoga. Now Lord is giving the Madhyama Shatkam, 7th to 12th chapter, the sadhana is what? Upasana Yoga. So now Lord has to give that sadhana, Upasana, meditation or dhyanam. So that topic comes here. Sadhana, Upasana topic comes here in the 7th question answer. That comes later. First 6 questions answers we have to see. What are the answers given by the Lord? Now we'll read the 3rd sloka. Now questions are ready. Answers are going to come. Be ready. Okay. Shri Bhagavan Uvacham. Aksharam Brahma Paramam. Svabhavo Dhyatma Muchyate. Bhuta Bhavod Bhavakaraham. Visarga Karma Sangitaham. Before going to see this sloka, one more word in the previous 2nd sloka I would like to explain. That is Madhusudana. Arjuna addressing the Lord. Hey Madhusudana. Madhu means here karma phalam anartham. Lord is known as Madhusudana because he killed the Rakshasa Asura known as Madhu. That is the literal meaning people generally know. Madhusudana. Sudana means destroyer. You are the destroyer of Madhu Rakshasa. Hey Madhusudana. What is the philosophical meaning behind this word? Philosophical meaning is Madhu means our ego. Through ego we do lot of karmas. By karma when we perform we definitely get what? Karma phalam. Results of those actions, karma phalam we get. So that karma phalam is what, in what form? Agami karma phalam, Sanchita karma phalam and Prarabdha, which we are exhausting now. So three types of karma phalams are there: Sanchita, Agami, Prarabdha. All these three are destroyed by the Lord. That is the meaning we can take, philosophical meaning. Karma phalam nashayati sudayati iti Madhusudanah. If you surrender to the Lord, worship Lord, if you understand His nature, what benefit you are going to get? Your Sanchita Karma, Agami Karma, which is the cause for next birth. Which birth you are going to get, we do not know. All those births in future Janmas, which are all going to come, are because of our own karmas. Therefore, they are all going to be destroyed by the Lord. Therefore, Lord is known as Madhusudanaha. That is the word you have to remember. Karma phala, the destroyer. Now, in this sloka, Lord Krishna answer, the first question answer is, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Lord answered, Paramam Aksharam Brahma. Answer over. Paramam Brahma is Paramam Aksharam. Kim Tad Brahma is the question. First question is what? Kim Tad Brahma? What is that Brahman? Then Bhagavan says, that Brahman is nothing but பரமம் அக்ஷரம். பரமம் அக்ஷரம் பிரம்மா. பரமம் மீன்ஸ் சுப்ரீம், த ஹையஸ்ட், த கிரேட்டஸ்ட். அக்ஷரம் மீன்ஸ் இம்பெரிஷபிள் என்டிட்டி. க்ஷரம் மீன்ஸ் பெரிஷபிள், தட் ஹுச் பெரிஷ். க்ஷரம் ந க்ஷரதி இது அக்ஷரம். அக்ஷரம் மீன்ஸ் வை காண்ட் யூ டேக். அக்ஷரம் மீன்ஸ் ஆ இ ஊ லைக் தட். அக்ஷரம் மீன்ஸ் ஆல்ஃபாபெட் ஓன்லி நோ. வை காண்ட் யூ டேக் லைக் தட். தட் ஆல்ஃபாபெட்ஸ் இஸ் நாட் அக்ஷரம் ஒன்லி, இட் இஸ் எ லெட்டர். ஹியர் பகவான் யூஸ் த அட்ஜெக்டிவ் பரமம். தட் ஆல்ஃபாபெட் இஸ் நாட் எ பரமம் அக்ஷரம், இட் இஸ் ஆர்டினரி ஆல்ஃபாபெட். பட் வேர்ஆஸ் திஸ் பிரம்மா இஸ் பரமம் அக்ஷரம். ஸோ தட் அட்ஜெக்டிவ் இஸ் கிவன் ஹியர் டு நெகேட் தட் ஆல்ஃபாபெட்டிக்கல் லெட்டர்ஸ். இட்ஸ் கிளியர். தேர்ஃபார் பரமம் அக்ஷரம் மீன்ஸ் சைத்தன்யம் பிரம்மா இத்யர்த்தம். பரமம் அக்ஷரம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? சைத்தன்யம். சைத்தன்யம் மீன்ஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். தேர்ஃபார் அக்ஷரம் மீன்ஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், தட் ஹுச் இஸ் இம்பெரிஷபிள், அப்சல்யூட் அர்த்தம். தட் ஹுச் இஸ் அப்சல்யூட் சுப்ரீம் இம்பெரிஷபிள் என்டிட்டி இஸ் கால்ட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். அலோன் இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் பிரம்மா. பிரம்மா இஸ் அ வேர்ட் டிரைவ்ட் ஃப்ரம் த ரூட் பிரஹ் தாத்து. பிரஹ் மீன்ஸ் டு பி பிக். தேர்ஃபோர் த கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் த பிக், த கிரேட்டஸ்ட், த ஹையஸ்ட். பரமம் பிரம்மா. பிரம்மா மீன்ஸ் எட்டர்னல், இன்ஃபினிட். பிரஹத்தமத்வாத் பிரம்மான்னு சொல்லுவாங்க. சின்ஸ் இட் இஸ் வெரி பிக், இட் இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் பிரம்மா, விச் இஸ் அக்ஷரம். அக்ஷரம் மீன்ஸ் இம்பெரிஷபிள் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். என் முண்டகோபனிஷத் ஆல்சோ விசா அக்ஷரம் அதிகம்யதே. பரா அபராச்ச த்வே வித்யே வேதித்தவ்யே பராச்சை வாபராச்ச. பராவித்யா இஸ் அக்ஷர வித்யான். பராவித்யா மீன்ஸ் அக்ஷர வித்யா. கேர் ஆஃப் முண்டகோபனிஷத் in the beginning itself. Paravidya means what? Akshara vidya, Brahma vidya an artham. Even Brihadaranyaka Upanishad lo etasya va aksharasya prashasane gargi ne Agnivalkya says, because of this aksharam chaitanyam brahma alone everything is functioning, he says. So that is the answer. First question answer is over. So very brief answer, very brief answer, but very profound answer. Next question answer. Svabhavaha adhyatmam uchyate. Adhyatmam kim is the second question. The Bhagavan says svabhavaha means nothing but it is said to be. Adhyatmam means it is said to be the svabhava. Svabhava means what? How can you understand svabhava? The self. Sakshi. Sva means one's own. Bhavaha means saraha, essence. What is the essence of one's own self? Self is the sara. Sakshi chaitanyam, at total level Brahma, same Brahma when it is available in this body is called adhyatmam. Svabhavaha adhyatma muchyate. That is the meaning. Jeevarupena sarire. Jeevarupena sarire avasthanam adhyatmam. Adhi means here atma. Atma is equal to shariram. The one who remains in this body, that adhi adhyatmam is svabhavaha, means jeevatma ityarthaha. Adhyatmam. Now third question is, what is the third question? I have to see. Adhibhutam kim proktam. Bhuta bhavodbhavakaraha karma sangitaha visargaha is the adhibhutam. is, oh no, sorry, karma, what is karma? Third question. Adhibhutam is the fourth question. What is karma is the question, third question. For that, Lord answers, karma is nothing but which is the cause for all beings, which is the cause for the origin, birth of all beings. How Paramatma says here, visargaha. Visargaha means when you offer something in yaga. Visargaha means leaving, dropping, offering. In yajna yagas, any vratams, what you do, some offerings you do. That offerings is a type of karma. Once you offer, you get karma phalam. That karma phalam is the cause for birth, for all beings. So therefore, bhuta bhava udbhava karaha visargaha karma sangitaha. Sangitaha means known as, called as, said as. Which beings about to origin of beings, which brings about the origin of beings. Bhuta means beings, bhava means birth, udbhava brings about the origin of beings. Udbhava karaha means origin. So therefore we say birth is not just accidental. Some people say creation is only accidentally it happens. Birth is also only accidentally it happens. But Shastra never accept that. What Shastra says, creation is very clearly happens. It is an incident. It is not an accident. It is an incident. Clear incidentally it happens. Clearly. How? Because of karma. Beings, karma, all beings, their karmas only at the cause of birth. There are three types of birth, higher, lower and middle. You don't remember the train, upper birth, lower birth, middle birth. So, not that birth here. That is, here birth is that punya karmena punya lokam. Papa karmana, papa lokam. Ubhabhyam misra karmana, manushya lokam. If people, whoever do perform the punya karmas, highly noble actions, suppose, they get devata sharirams, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Vayu, Agni. All of them are celestials. All are exalted souls because of punya karma. So they go to swarga. Those jivas, full and full punya karma. Totally suppose a person does papa karma, adho lokam, all krimi kitakas, animals, dinosaurs, like that animals, birds, birth. Whereas human beings are those mixed karma, punyam and papam. 50% punya, 50% papa. That's why we are in the middle, okay? We have half sukha and half dukkha. We are having mixed phalam. So, bhuta bhava udbhava karaha karma. Karma is that which is the cause for the birth of all beings, for the creation. So, what type of father you have to get, what type of mother you have to get, your karma phala decides. Why this type of husband? Your karma phalam only you have chosen. Amma, you have chosen. Ask the Lord. One lady asked the Lord, I want a husband like this. And she wrote a big list. And so many qualifications she asked. Curling hair, complexion, white complexion, tall, good personality. High education, everything she has asked. And, well, rich person, popular, all those things. And she forgot. Ask mula, intelligence. And Bhagavan gave a person without intelligence. He is having everything, but no thinking capacity. So like that, if you have chosen, people choose because of their previous actions. What type of brother, sister, relation, even neighbors also. Your neighbors are also chosen by you by your previous karma. Good neighbors sometimes. Otherwise, some cantankerous neighbors sometimes. Who knows? Nice mother-in-law. That is also karma phalam. Good karma phalam. Nice in-laws. If I have done bad karma, that karma phalam comes in bad way. That is why we cannot blame anyone. Where to take birth, which country. We have not born in Africa, in Europe. No? There if you born, what will happen? You see. So whether to born here or somewhere, to this parents or that parents, brother, not, who will decide? No? Whether you like it or not, you have already come. No way. That is why our ancestors, people in the family, they used to always say, okay, what to do? Enoda karma phalam. They always say. Nowadays, nobody use that word, you see, in the family. Every time we point out other person, you see, two generations back, people, they always take their pleasure and pain experience is not because of outside entity. Completely they take responsibility of their own karma. Why I have to suffer with this disease? Why I have to see my son or daughter suffering with so and so problem? Or near and dear, why I have to suffer? Na? Because my own karma phalam is there. They used to accept like that. That's why they never have any grudge or anger towards anybody. They were very happy. Because once you know you are only responsible, now we are keep quiet. You see, if other person only responsible, suppose we are go on thinking, we will always look at that person. This is the person. And we always develop some enmity towards people outside world. Suppose it is very clear for me, I am only responsible. Silently we undergo that pain. Like our own teeth bite our own tongue. How Bhagavan kept the soft tongue in between the hardest 32 or 34 with the Jnana Pallu, Adigoda Sethi. With all in between it is managing. When it bites our, no, the teeth bites our own tongue, silently we, appa, silently we undergo. We never publicize, no? And you say excuse, okay. You won't remove the teeth, no? Happily you accept that. Why? Your own teeth, your own tongue. Similarly, if we understand, my own karma phala alone is the cause for my pleasant and unpleasant experiences. Therefore, nobody is responsible. This karma phalam at present, what I am doing, going to do or doing, is the cause for the next janma. Let me do at least now right actions. Now I am suffering. Next birth, let me have nice, good life. People, you know. That's why they do lot of good karmas. How you know, na? See, this when couple, they go to take bath in the river. They have to jointly dip in the water 7 times. Nowadays they are doing or not, I do not know. But olden days when you go to a river bath, husband and wife kai pudichindi. Mari, head vati dip pannanu. What they have to say? 7 janmas, let be my wife, she must be my wife. She also, let him be my own husband. Both of them asks, you know, 7 janmas. Now you tell the modern couples, you tell them this, na, they will shout at you. 7 janmas, 1 janma itself. I am not able to withstand, you are asking 7 janmas. I put in a jokingly way, see, why this person, husband asks, same wife should come 7 janmas, because I have trained her what to cook, how to cook, How to save money, everything I have trained very well. Let me have same lady 7 janmas, otherwise another lady comes, again I have to train her. Let me be happy 7 janmas. Same like that, this is called Indian family system. Beautiful. They celebrate 50th wedding day, not birthday, wedding day. 50th wedding day. That is the way they accept whatever the pain comes to them happily. They accept. That is our own karma is the cause for Bhuta Bhava Udbhava Karaha. Even Samashti also. One's karma is cause for one's body. And Samashti karma is cause for the Samashti Prapanchana. So with this third question answer is over. Now we go to the fourth question answer. Therefore they say, Nabhuktam kshiyate karma janma koti shatairapi. Nabhuktam, without undergoing that experience, Nabhuktam kshiyate karma, it will never perish, it will never go, it will never disappear. How long? Janma koti shatairapi. Even koti, crores of janmas, if you won't undergo that experience of that karma phalam, it will stay back. I am here, one day or other I will come to you. Another important point, we have to learn from our elders. They used to undergo the pain without any resistance. One way they are happy inside. I am exhausting my papa karma. When disease comes, pain comes, they say, I am exhausting my papa karma. Appa, pona pot. Like that they think. Nowadays, enga pain, anga pain, anna master checkup ku poi kashtapattin irukum. But they used to say, let me exhaust my papa karma. Why? Nabhuktam kshiyate karma janma koti shatairapi. If I resist, if I try to stop now, it will stand in queue. Next birth it comes. Let me finish it. What a maturity, you see, people. Therefore, they used to enjoy the family, children, people, everyone, because they never see other person is the cause for my suffering. I am only the cause. There is a great relief. Okay? There is a great relief. Our prarabdha karma, namma prarabdha karma, thala iluthu, pona pohattum, adu madre. Okay? Next shloka. Shloka 4.
Adhibhutam kshero bhavaham. Purushaschadhidaivatam adhiyagnohamevatram dehe deha bhrutamvaram.
Adhibhutam, that is the fourth question, is nothing but Kshara bhavaha, just opposite to the aksharam. Adhibhutam is that the perishable creation. Kshara bhavaha. Bhavaha means every entity. Kshara means perishable. Whatever is born has to perish. Whatever is born, whatever has got manufacturing date, whatever has got manufacturing date definitely will have expiry date. Therefore, Kshara Bhavaha Adhibhutam. What are all those perishable entities? No? Five elements. Five elements are temporary, they perish. When pralaya comes, they disappear. Sun, moon, all rivers, mountains, everything. They're all, they have come in time, they disappear in time. Tasmatva etasmad atmanaha akashas sambhutaha ఆకాశాద్ వాయుః వాయురగ్ని దర్ సంభూతః మీన్స్ బాన్. వన్స్ యు ఆర్ బాన్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు పెరిష్. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఆల్ దీస్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యు ఆర్ సీయింగ్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ గోయింగ్ టు పెరిష్ వన్ డే. అధిభూతం. దెన్ అధిదైవతం కిం? ఫిఫ్త్ క్వశ్చన్ ఆన్సర్. అధిదైవతం పురుష. అధిదైవం ఈజ్ నోన్ యాజ్ పురుష. హియర్ పురుష మీన్స్ హిరణ్య గర్భ. అధిభూతం యూ కెన్ టేక్ ఇట్ యాజ్ విరాట్. మాండుక్య లాంగ్వేజ్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్, ఇట్ ఇస్ అ విరాట్. స్థూల ప్రపంచ చైతన్యం విత్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ విత్ టోటల్ గ్రాస్ యూనివర్స్. అధిభూతం. అధి దైవతం మీన్స్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ప్లస్ టోటల్ సటిల్ యూనివర్స్. హిరణ్య గర్భ. పురుష మీన్స్ హియర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ టోటల్ మైండ్. కాన్షియస్నెస్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ టోటల్ మైండ్. సమష్టి సూక్ష్మ శరీర సహిత చైతన్యం. ఇన్ సాంస్క్రిట్ స్లోలీ రైట్ సాంస్క్రిట్ యూ విల్ గెట్ ఇట్ యు ఆర్ లెర్నింగ్ సాంస్క్రిట్ ఆల్సో. ఓకే, ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ నైస్ టు కలెక్ట్ సాంస్క్రిట్ వర్డ్స్. యూ బికమ్ మోర్ ఫెమిలియర్ విత్ అవర్ సాంస్క్రిట్ టర్మ్స్, ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ ఈజీ ఫర్ యూ టు గ్రాస్ప్ ద సబ్జెక్ట్. ఇనీషియల్లీ యూ మే ఫీల్ లిటిల్ డిఫికల్ట్. సమష్టి సూక్ష్మ శరీర సహిత చైతన్యం మీన్స్ వాట్? సమష్టి మీన్స్ టోటల్, సూక్ష్మ మీన్స్ సటిల్, శరీర మీన్స్ బాడీ, సహిత మీన్స్ టుగెదర్, చైతన్యం మీన్స్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. కాన్షియస్నెస్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ టోటల్ సటిల్ బాడీ. టోటల్ సటిల్ బాడీ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ బట్ ప్రపంచ మైండ్, టోటల్ మైండ్. సో స్థూల ప్రపంచ, సూక్ష్మ ప్రపంచ, కారణ ప్రపంచ, త్రీ ఆర్ దేర్. సో అధిభూతం మీన్స్ గ్రాస్ వరల్డ్, అధిదైవం మీన్స్ యూ కెన్ టేక్ సటిల్ టోటల్ మైండ్. హిరణ్య గర్భ. హూ ఈజ్ ద ప్రిసైడింగ్ డైటీ ఆఫ్ ఇంద్ర, వరుణ, వాయు, అగ్ని? ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ పుట్ టుగెదర్ డైలీ. యు ఆర్ సీయింగ్ ద మూన్, సన్, రివర్స్, ఆల్ దోస్ పంచభూతాస్ విమెన్ యు ఆర్ సీయింగ్, నాట్ రివర్స్ బట్ అదర్ దేవతాస్, ఇంద్ర, వరుణ, వాయు, అగ్ని, ఆల్ ది దేవతాస్ పుట్ టుగెదర్ హిరణ్య గర్భ, నథింగ్ ఎల్స్. ఆల్ దోస్ దేవతాస్ పుట్ టుగెదర్ హిరణ్య గర్భ అధిదైవతం. దెన్ నెక్స్ట్, హూ ఈజ్ అధియజ్ఞ? భగవాన్ సేస్ అత్ర దేహే అహమేవ. దిస్ ఇస్ ద సిక్స్త్ క్వశ్చన్ ఆన్సర్ ఏ. సిక్స్త్లో ఏ, ఓకే, ఏ మీన్స్ ఆన్సర్ అని ఎందుకు కాదు, సిక్స్ ఏ, సిక్స్ ఏ, సిక్స్ బి ఐ సెడ్. సో ఓకే, టూ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ క్వశ్చన్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ ఇన్ ద సిక్స్త్ క్వశ్చన్ ఇట్స్ అన్ దేర్ ఫర్ ఇన్ సబ్ డివిజన్స్. అధి యజ్ఞ మీన్స్ ఈశ్వర. కారణ శరీర సహిత చైతన్యం. చైతన్యం మీన్స్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, కాసల్ బాడీ, టోటల్ కాసల్ యూనివర్స్. జస్ట్ యాజ్ యూ హ్యావ్ వన్ బాడీ, భగవాన్ ఈజ్ హ్యావింగ్ ద యూనివర్స్ యాజ్ హిస్ బాడీ, ఈశ్వర. సో అధి యజ్ఞ, ఐఎమ్ ఈశ్వర అధి యజ్ఞ. వేర్ ఐఎమ్? అత్ర దేహే. హూ రిసైడ్ ఇన్ దిస్ బాడీ? ఇన్ దిస్ బాడీ. అహమేవ, ఐ మైసెల్ఫ్. సమష్టి కారణ శరీర సహిత చైతన్యం. సమష్టి మీన్స్ టోటల్, కారణ మీన్స్ కాసల్, శరీర మీన్స్ బాడీ, టోటల్ బాడీ, సహిత మీన్స్ అలాంగ్ విత్. ఐఎమ్ ద చైతన్యం విత్ కాసల్ బాడీ, టోటల్ కాసల్ బాడీ. మాండుక్య, ఇఫ్ యూ రిమెంబర్ బై ఛాన్స్ యూ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్. విరాట్, హిరణ్య గర్భ, ఈశ్వర, అంతర్యామి. అత్ర దేహే, సీ, అత్ర దేహే ఈజ్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. ఈశ్వర సర్వభూతానాం హృద్దేశే అర్జున తిష్ఠతి. సర్వభూతానాం హృద్దేశే ఐఎమ్ దేర్ అన్నారు భగవాన్ సేస్. వై డోంట్ లుక్ ఇన్ టు దట్ వర్డ్ సర్వభూ ఈశ్వర సర్వభూతానం మీన్స్ ఇన్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్ ఐఎమ్ దేర్ ఇన్ దేర్ హార్ట్ సో నౌ వీఆర్ నెవర్ థింక్ వీ నెవర్ థింక్ వీ వెరీ రేర్లీ థింక్ రేర్లీ థింక్ దట్స్ వై ద మోర్ యు ఆర్ హైపర్ యాక్టివ్ ఫిజికల్లీ యాక్టివ్ ఇన్ డూయింగ్ థింకింగ్ ఈజ్ లెస్ డూయింగ్ ఈజ్ లెస్ థింకింగ్ ఈజ్ మోర్ దట్స్ వై కాయిక కర్మ వాచిక కర్మ పూజ దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ హూ ఆర్ ఆల్ వెరీ యాక్టివ్ ఇన్ వాచిక కాయిక దే ఆర్ హ్యావింగ్ వెరీ లెస్ థింకింగ్ శాస్త్ర సేస్ స్లోలీ ఇన్ నారద భక్తి సూత్ర నారద సేస్ త్రిభంగపూర్వక అన్నారు రెడ్యూస్ కాయిక వాచిక దిస్ పూజ జప చాంటింగ్ సో మెనీ హ్యావ్ డన్ ఇనఫ్ నౌ థింక్ అబౌట్ మై రియల్ నేచర్ పరా అపరా ప్రకృతి ఇన్ సెవెంత్ చాప్టర్ భగవద్గీత లార్డ్ సెడ్ దిస్ అపరా ప్రకృతి సగుణ ఈశ్వర పూజ అండ్ ఆల్ వన్ డే యూ హ్యావ్ టు కమ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ మై పరా ప్రకృతి దేర్ యూ రిక్వైర్ సత్వగుణ మోర్ అండ్ థింకింగ్ అన్నారు రెడ్యూస్ కాయిక వాచిక యూ నీడ్ నాట్ డ్రాప్ టోటల్లీ యూ షుడ్ నాట్ బట్ దట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ద ప్రైమరీ దే ఆల్ మెంట్ టు కమ్ టు మానస మానసికమా పండడం దెన్ యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ ద సటిల్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హూ ఈజ్ గాడ్ హూమ్ ఐఎమ్ వర్షిప్పింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ డికేడ్స్ అదర్వైజ్ యూ కెన్నాట్ గెట్ క్లారిటీ విత్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ డౌట్స్ యూ డూ పూజ పండున మీనికి పూలు కడికలే అది అది కడికలే ఇది కడికలే భగవానికి అప్పుడు అక్షత అప్పుడే పోవటం కోపం కోపమా ఇంకా తేంగా నల్ల తేంగాయ కడికలే ఇల్లన్నా పణం కడికలే ఇదే ఎన్నది పాపం యూ సిట్టింగ్ ఫర్ యువర్ ఓన్ పణం అండ్ తేంగాయ భగవాన్ వాంట్స్ యువర్ హార్ట్ నిర్మలమాన హృదయం ప్రశాంత హృదయం హీ వాంట్స్ నాట్ యువర్ ఆర్డినరీ 10 rupees కోకోనట్ ఓకే హౌ యు ఆర్ డూయింగ్ విత్ వాట్ మోటివ్ యు ఆర్ డూయింగ్ విత్ వాట్ వే యు ఆర్ వర్షిప్పింగ్ ఈస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ దట్ ఈస్ వై అధియజ్ఞ మీన్స్ హియర్ అనదర్ మీనింగ్ కర్మఫలదాత ఈశ్వర అధియజ్ఞ వర్డ్ యూజ్డ్ బికాస్ లార్డ్ ఈజ్ వన్ హూ ప్రిసైడ్ ఓవర్ ఆల్ యాక్షన్స్ యజ్ఞ వర్డ్ వై హ్యాస్ టు గివ్ వెన్ వీ ఆఫర్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ టు ద లార్డ్ ఇట్ గోస్ టు ద పరమాత్మ హీ గివ్స్ కర్మఫల కర్మఫల దాత దట్ ఈస్ వై అధియజ్ఞ వర్డ్ ఈజ్ యూజ్డ్ ఫర్ ఈశ్వర ఈశ్వరకి అధియజ్ఞ వర్డ్ ఎదుకు వై హ్యాస్ టు యూస్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ మీనింగ్ హిడెన్ దేర్ లార్డ్ ఈజ్ వన్ హూ ఈజ్ ద కర్మఫల దాత వాట్ కర్మ యజ్ఞ యాగ ఆల్ కర్మస్ దేర్ ఫలం హీ గివ్స్ దేర్ ఫర్ అధియజ్ఞ అహమేవ అత్ర దేహే సచ్ ఈశ్వర ఈజ్ దేర్ హూ ఈజ్ ద కర్మఫల దాత ఇన్ దిస్ బాడీ నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక దట్ కారణ సమష్టి చైతన్యం ది పిక్చర్ ఐజ్ దట్ ఆల్ ఎలై కృష్ణ అంత కృష్ణ ఉంది ఆల్ ఎలై మాదిరి అంత ఎలమెల అంత అరస మరం చిన్న ఎలమెల పాతాడు లాకెట్ ఎలా పొట్టుకురాళ్ళో అని కుట్టి కృష్ణ అలహ అదా అంత కారణ సమష్టి ఇట్ రిప్రజెంట్స్ హోల్ వాటర్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అండ్ అన్ దట్ లీఫ్ భగవాన్ ఈజ్ దేర్ జస్ట్ ఇన్ దట్ కారణ ప్రపంచ సో హీఈస్ డూయింగ్ ఆల్ మిస్చ్యువస్ నా పోని హీఈస్ బైటింగ్ హీజ్ టో ఆల్సో నో కీపింగ్ ద టో అన్ హీజ్ మౌత్ హౌ క్యూట్ హీఈస్ నో హీ లుక్స్ సో క్యూట్ బట్ హౌ డెప్త్ ఈజ్ దేర్ నో ఇన్ దట్ పిక్చర్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ పిక్చర్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు స్టడీ 10 years వేదాంత ఓకే 5th శ్లోక
అంతకాలే చ మామేవ స్మరన్ ముక్త్వా కలేవరం యః ప్రయాతి సమద్భావం యాతి నాస్త్యత్ర సంశయః
నౌ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫ్రమ్ 5th శ్లోక ఆన్వర్డ్స్ అప్ టు 28th శ్లోక లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఆన్సరింగ్ 24 verses ఈజ్ గివింగ్ ఆన్సర్ ఫర్ 7th question 7a and 7b One more word is there. Dreha Bhrutambara is there. It's a fourth question. Sorry, fourth shloka. Two questions are there. I said, Adhiyajnaha Ahameva Atra Dehe. Then 6b answer, Deha Bhrutambara. Now Lord Krishna addressing Arjuna. Deha Bhrutambara. In every Adhiyajnaha Aham. This is the first answer. For sixth question, 6a, Adhiyajnaha Aham. Atra Dehe, in this body, Deha Bhrutam, means those who are endowed with the body, among those people, you are the greatest. Arjuna. Arjuna and the Lord Krishna and Madhusudana and Kuptar. For Arjuna, Krishna also has to call, you also not ordinary person. Hey Arjuna, you are Deha Bhrutambaraha, means, oh Arjuna, who is great among human beings. Deha Bhrutam means, who are all endowed with the human body, among them, you are the greatest. Deha Bhrut means the one who is endowed with Deha. Deha Bhrutam, among those human beings. Varaha, the greatest, you are. Who possess body, you are the greatest. That is why Lord, this is the second answer, sixth. So, I am Adhiyajna. That Adhiyajna is called Ishvara. Which Ishvara is? Atra Dehen. Asmin Dehen. So, Arjuna asked the question. What is that question? Fourth, second sloka you see. Adhiyajnaha Katham. Kaha atra asmin dehe. Asmin dehe na, he asked. The sixth B. So, atra dehe, I am only there. Bhagavan gives answer. So, I am in all dehams. I am in your body also. That is the meaning. I am in all bodies and I am in your body also. I am not separate from you, Narada. That's why Narayana means what? Naranam Ayanam. For all beings, human beings, who is the abode? Where we are? In Paramatma. That's called Narayana. So, and Karmaphala Data. Yo-yo yam-yam tanum bhaktaha shraddhayarchitum ichyati tasya-tasya-chala shraddham tameva vidadhamyaham. Whoever worships me in whatever form, by expecting what, I will fulfill their desires. Yo-yo, yam-yam, tanum bhakta. In whatever form they worship, in whatever way they worship, with whatever intention they worship, I will fulfill their desires as Ishvara. Karma phala data adhiyajnaha. I am there in the every body, in everybody and in every body. அப்போ நமக்குள்ளே இருக்காரா இல்லையா? தேடணுமா வேண்டாமா? தேடணும். ஃபஸ்ட்டு தேடணும். என்க்வயர், சர்ச். த சர்ச்சர் ரெக்கக்னைஸ் லேட்டர் ஹிஸ் ரியல் நேச்சர். த சர்ச் ஹேஸ் டு பிகின். சாஸ்திரா ஹெல்ப்ஸ் அஸ் பை ஸ்டடியிங் சாஸ்திரா. தட் இஸ் த பர்பஸ் ஆஃப் ஹியூமன் லைஃப். நாட் ஈட்டிங், ட்ரிங்கிங் அண்ட் ஸ்லீப்பிங். தெர் இஸ் அ பர்பஸ். தென் பகவான் கம்ஸ் டு த செவன்த் க்வெஸ்சன் இன் திஸ். What is, how to remember you at the time of death? What is the significance? For that, Lord Krishna says, Muktva kalevaram antakale saha yaha prayati. Dropping the body, sthula shariram. Muktva kalevaram means what? Kalevaram means gross body. Sthula shariram. Antakale means marana kale, at the time of death. Dropping the body at the time of death, saha, the person, yaha prayati, who departs, sukshma sariram, it travels, yaha prayati, how mam eva smaram, by remembering me alone. Yeah, the Krishna conscious people say, by remembering me alone means Krishna alone. Here, by remembering me means Paramatma, Bhagavan. Whomever they worship, their Ishta Devata. மத்பாவம் யாதி. தே அட்டைன் கிரமமுக்தி. திஸ் ஹோல் சாப்டர் இஸ் எ கிரமமுக்தி சாப்டர். ஓகே, ஃப்ரம் திஸ் ஃபிஃப்த் ஸ்லோகான்வர்ட்ஸ் அப் டு 28th ஸ்லோக, இட் இஸ் எ கிரமமுக்தி டாபிக். நாஸ்தி சம்சயா அத்ர, தெர் இஸ் நோ டவுட் இன் திஸ் ரிகார்டு. எ பர்சன் அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் டெத் ஹீ லீவ்ஸ் த பாடி பை ரிமெம்பரிங் மீ, ஹீ கேன் அட்டைன் மீனர். ஹவு டு ரிமெம்பர் யூ அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் த டெத்? டே டைம் ஆல் நார்மல் டைமே வி ஆர் நாட் ஏபிள் டு ரிமெம்பர். பிராணப்பிரயாண சமயே கண்டாவரோதன வாத் கப வாத்த பித்தை கண்டாவரோதனம் குதஹ ஸ்மரணத்தேனர். தே ஸ்மரணம் குதஹ, ஹவ் இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள்? ஐ வில் டெல் யூ ஹவு டு ரிமெம்பர் மீ. ஹியர் ஒன் மோர் பாயிண்ட் வி ஹாவ் டு நோட். ரிமெம்பரிங் த லார்ட் டூயிங் உபாசனா டூ டைப்ஸ், சகாம அண்ட் நிஷ்காம. இஃப் யூ பெர்ஃபார்ம் உபாசனா நிஷ்காமத்தையா, யூ வில் கெட் ஜீவன் முக்தி ஹியர் இட் செல்ஃப். ஓகே, சத்யோ முக்தி. தட் மீன்ஸ் தட் பர்சன் நீட் நாட் ரிமெம்பர் த லார்ட் அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் டெத் அண்ட் ட்ராவலிங் கோயிங் தேர் அண்ட் பிரம்மலோகா அண்ட் கெட்டிங் மோக்ஷா கிரமமுக்தி வித்தவுட் திஸ் ஸ்ட்ரகிள். அட்டெண்ட் வென்சடே கிளாஸ் ஓகே, 10:30 to 11:30 to 12:30, யூ கெட் மோக்ஷா ஹியர் நவ் இட் செல்ஃப் இன் திஸ் லைஃப். யூ நீட் நாட் ஸ்ட்ரகிள் ஃபார் அந்த காலஸ்மரணம். சப்போஸ் எ பர்சன் வென் ஹீ ஆர் ஷீ டஸ் உபாசனா த சகாமத்தையா, பட் நான் நிஷ்காமத்தையா ஓன்லி சப்போஸ் டூயிங், பட் நாட் கம்மிங் டு ஜான, நாட் கம்மிங் டு வேதாந்த, ஓன்லி உபாசனா 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 ஆல் த டைம், நாட் கம்மிங் டு வேதாந்த அட் ஆல். என்ன பகவத்கீதா, இந்த நிர்குணம் ஈஸ்வரா என்னென்ன பிடிக்கவே பிடிக்காது, எனக்கு சகுணந்தான் பிடிக்கும். அதரம் மதுரம் வதனம் மதுரம் லைக் தட், நைஸ் கொச்சு குருவாயூரப்ப, அந்த அழகான ஒரு நல்ல அலங்காரம் இல்லை, அதே வேணும்னு லைஃப் லாங் அப்படியே நிஷ்காமம் பகவந்தன் பூஜை பண்ண கோ டு பிரம்மலோக அண்ட் ஸ்டடி தேர் ஃப்ரம் பிரம்மாஜி. அங்கே போனாலும் படித்து தான் ஆகணும், யூ கேனாட் எஸ்கேப். யூ ஸ்டடி தேர் அண்ட் கெட் கிரமமுக்தி அன்டில் பிரம்மாஜி கண்டினியூஸ், யூ ஹாவ் டு கண்டினியூ. அங்கே தொங்கிண்டே இருக்கணும், அப்படியே எப்போ தான் முடியும் அப்போ முடியும், அவ்வளோதான். அப்போ கிரமமுக்தி. சப்போஸ் யூ டூ உபாசனா வித் சகாமத்தையா, வித் எக்ஸ்பெக்டிங் சம் வேர்ல்டி ரிசல்ட்ஸ், யூ கோ டு ஸ்வர்கலோக அண்ட் கம் பேக். த்ரீ ஆப்ஷன்ஸ் உபாசனை வந்து, த்ரீ ஆப்ஷன்ஸ். சகாமத்தையா வித் வேர்ல்டி எக்ஸ்பெக்டேஷன்ஸ் வேர்ல்டி ரிசல்ட்ஸ், இஃப் யூ டூ உபாசனா யூ கோ டு ஸ்வர்கலோகா, அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் டெத் யூ லீவ் த பாடி அண்ட் யூ கோ டு ஸ்வர்கலோகா, என்ஜாய் கம்ஃபர்ட்ஸ் தேர் அண்ட் ஆஃப்டர்வேர்ட்ஸ் க்ஷீணே புண்ணிய மர்த்தியலோகம் விஷயம். அதே சொல்ல போகிறார், இது இது ஸ்வர்கலோக ஃபலம். ஆர் இஃப் யூ டூ நிஷ்காமதையா ஓன்லி சகுண ஈஸ்வர தியானம், ஓன்லி ஏகரூப தியானம், ஆல்வேஸ் வர்ஷிப்பிங் த லார்டு வித் உபாசனை, அண்ட் யூ person is not interested in studying shastra nirgunam brahma gnanam, that person remembers the lord at the time of death and goes to brahma loka, get sadyo kramamukti, getting kramamukti, gradual mukti. Okay, suppose here itself doing upasana nishkamataya and get maturity and attend the class and study systematically, giving time priority to shastra shravanam, மோக்ஷம் ஐ வாண்ட் டு கெட் ஹியர் இட் செல்ஃப், திஸ் பர்த் ஐ வாண்ட் டு மேக் இட் யூஸ்ஃபுல், ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு கெட் போஸ்ட் மத்ஸ். அது என்ன கேரண்டி, வெரிஃபை பண்ண முடியாது, இங்கே என்ன வெரிஃபை பண்ண முடியும், சுவாமினி இஸ் தேர், அதர்வைஸ் யூ கேன் கேட்ச் ஹர் காலர் இஃப் ஐ டோன்ட் கெட் மோக்ஷ, ஐ டோன்ட் ஹேவ் காலர், தட்ஸ் வை. ஓகே, வி கேன் வெரிஃபை ஃப்ரம் அவர் சாஸ்திர அண்ட் குரு, தட் இஸ் சத்யோ முக்தி. ஸோ த்ரீ ஆப்ஷன்ஸ். But this chapter is meant for Kramamukti. Kramamukti chapter. It's not meant for all of us. We are all Jeevan Mukta, Sadhya Mukti we are voting for. For ordinary people, edo aside topic this is. But we let us see, maximum people are only in this category. 90%. 99%. More in the next class. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே
பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.